You got 10 seconds anyway.
All right.
I hear you through the headset.
You are listening to...
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show. It's your guy Shado.
Danny Ocean.
And we got special guests, y'all.
We got dope guests
somewhere
in the house.
Out there.
Yeah. D Worthy's gonna come on.
Where are you? Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
My bad, y'all.
You're good.
Trying to get content.
Yeah.
You're good.
No, it's all good.
We're gonna play a couple songs. We just wanted you to say hi real quick. We're gonna play a couple songs and then come back with the interview.
Yeah.
Yo, it's D.O. Worthy. The most ridiculous album in the world is out right now, and I came to talk with my people over here. They gave them a show. I'm sorry, man. They're going to probably have to censor me, but they gave them a show, and I'm here. I brought the team. I'm mad excited. I feel like a kid who ate too much candy. I got ADHD, but album of the year coming soon. They said they playing music, and I'm going to be drinking champagne.
Ridiculous. Your 70-millimeter film?
No, it's DJ Cliff's going to talk about
that. Oh, yeah. Uncle Cliffy.
Yeah. Let's get into that, and then we'll play some music.
That's a nice transition.
All right, now y'all tell me what I can do.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from the second annual Best Day Ever Fest, featuring Amine, Thundercat, Amare, Smino, Zach Fox, and more over two nights, this September 13th and 14th at Edgefield Concerts. Amine is touring behind his new album, 13 Months of Sunshine. Details, tickets, and festival lineups at thebestdayeverfest.com. Support for X-Ray FM comes from the second annual Best Day Ever Fest, featuring Amine, Thundercat, Amare, Smino, Zach Fox, and more over two nights, this September 13th and 14th at Edgefield Concerts. Amine is touring behind his new album, 13 Months of Sunshine. Details, tickets, and festival lineups at thebestdayeverfest.com.
Tried to box me in, said I never win. Before the race began, now I'm running circles around you, high heels on the gas. At first you doubted me, now you wanna pass. Try to make me small, now I'm flipping the script. Try to dim my shine, but I'm way too lit. I'm a little jaded, I think you'd be too. Now I'm just enough.
Just enough.
Funny how they chase when you level up. You were throwing shade every chance, now rewriting the past. You should have held it down, I'm built to last. Try to make me small,
make me small.
Now I'm flipping the script. Try to dim my shine, shine. But I'm way too late.
Yourself again, go on and take a seat. I'm a little jaded.
all that back turbo.
I pull up in my city like I'm something to see. Already legendary. And being in my presence is a luxury. Colder than February. Polar bear molars are polarizing. So I give you from one to three to figure out which side. And we won't let you niggas switch sides. I told you I'm the one, never been the two. And when I get the three run with us, I get run through. This a woo, woo, woo. West side proper, super good, sick, no doctor. They wanted something new, new, new. I know you got the chopper, yeah, you shooting the block up. Stop it, I be up on that boom, boom, boom. Rear my head ups, now we running the game. Fair enough, big homie, he got the juice, juice, juice. Ginger with the celery, and what I do it heavily. It's like, nah, nah, nah. I wave to a hater like, bye, bye. Cause we get in it, nah, nah, nah. They never tell me, nah, nah, nah. That's why we on that kind of time. Move like na na,
yeah.
I do my little groove like na na, two step like na na, na 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 na.
I pull up in my city like I'm something to see. Stop at Momo's, grab something to eat. 24-hour run, me splashing tea. When you get it like me, they dissolve the fee. When you living like me, you can part the sea. You can feel the arc, you can sell your art. Niggas foul, I'm O'Al, learn to eat in the dark. I had the steel wool ready, I just needed a spark. Fire, let the caveman tell it. Don't get you 20 years when the black man sell it. Don't get you 20 years when the white man sell it. History sound different when the white man tell it. Global distribution when the white man mail it. When you see the bullshit, it's kinda hard not to smell it. Cowboy hat, it's a relic. Heaven sent, these words is angelic.
Nah, nah, nah.
The rocket taking off like
ba, ba.
I need the paper.
Nah, nah, nah. They never tell me nah, nah, nah.
Right now,
that's why we on that kind of time. We move like nah, nah. I do my little groove like nah, nah. Two step like nah, nah.
Yeah.
I went down to the corner store to get myself a little biscuit and get my morning going. Had to escape my own prison and be a Ford Explorer. Go back to when I was fearless and going door to door. Selling whatever covered together, chef, and what would you do? Cooking masterpieces take tenacity, how would you move? Had my bachelor's, the hood ambassador, found a new roof. Teaching Spanish, though they've acted managed, I raised a new roof. And point a pistol at glass ceiling and pop, pop. On a mission to cast from in the mad inspiration to you. By recording my conversation in both, now I can hear him saying, nah, nah, nah. I wave to a hater like, bye, bye. Cause we get in it, nah, nah, nah. They never tell me, nah, nah, nah. That's why we on that kind of time. We move like, nah, nah. I do my little groove like, nah, nah. Two step like, nah, nah. Like, nah, 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 nah. It's our time.
We go against the grain. There's no other way. When we're done, they'll be singing na na na. We go against the grain. There's no other way. When we're done, they'll be singing na na na.
Then she flies back. My connect has ponytails tied back. I just hit 6 mil behind Tyvek. They content create, I despise that. I create content, then they tries that. Run these jewels, there's rules, I don't buy back. I've topped all these lists, where's my prize at?
All I see is 60-day stars and 20-year thousandaires. Not enough shopping, whole lot of browsing ads. My reinvention, I know you thinking, how's it fair? You stream kings, but you never fit a crowd in there. Supreme team parallels when the powder clears. I seen things that I'm still not even proud to share. You Zeus Network niggas, you hear me loud and clear. Get these 5,500 to host the niggas out of here. Sand color Rolls Royce, we like Saudis here. The only Audi here is driven by my owl pair. Ghost face with the wrist, bird falconer. Willie Falcone, trunk full of talcum here. Shotgun with your ex feels like Malcolm's near. Send a hit through a text, ain't no shouting here. Bypass MIA, too much crowd in there. I spent summers with connects, love that mountain air. POV kilos in my mind, back take Amtrak down south.
then she flies back. My connect has ponytails tied back. I just hit 6 mil behind Tyvek. They content create, I despise that. I create content, then they tries that. Run these jewels, there's rules, I don't buy back. I've topped all these lists, where's yeah. my prize
okay,
at?
Okay, call me Mr. Brella, how I weather the storm. At 43 milli, I peel off like an orange. I got deaf and blind bitches trying to see what it do. Little feature niggas threaten to sue. Tell your lawyer to set the fee. Lie for worried doors, open up like it's therapy. That number ain't bread to me, that million is crumbs. You niggas is bums, I'm not a tough guy. I'm a fly boy, them bees get you stung. Oh, nah, 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 yeah, they will bust for me. Tricky niggas puzzle me. I could never buy a bitch a Birkin cause she fucking me. I got homes I ain't sleep in. The options, my nigga push. Keep dirty white moving like mosh pits. They watching. I'm like white bitches the way I pop shit. I need God to play the lead in my biopic. The curse of the Z rolls. Will you become the devil or the tap dancing Negro? I came to terms that I'ma probably outgrow my hero. Come get with me.
POV kilos in my mind. Back, take Amtrak down south, then she flies back. My connect has ponytails tied back. I just hit 6 mil behind Tyvek. They content create, I despise that. I create content, then they tries that. Run these jewels, there's rules, I don't buy back. I've topped all these lists, where's my prize at?
If they had to weigh the operation, call it obese. I mix it like my homes, then I tell them go deep. The rag top drop, playing hide and go seek. The Bentley leather match the pipe and that's the motif. Just to think I built a rap career off an OZ. I'm watching new niggas rap just to OD. If I didn't give you both sides, I wouldn't be me. I was the only one to walk away and really be free. As far as I'm concerned, I do really be he. I can open up my closet with a skeleton key. If I lied to myself, I could sell it to me. I done sung along with rappers I never believed. Came back for the money, that's the devil in me. Had to hide it from the church, that's the Jekyll in me. I never thought twice what the pressure would be. Cause niggas change look just like oppression to me.
POV kilos in my back. Take Amtrak down south, then she flies back. My connect has ponytails tied back. I just hit 6 mil behind Tyvek. They content create, I despise that. I create content, then they tries that. Run these jewels, there's rules, I don't buy back. I've topped all these lists, where's my prize at?
They gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
So we got, as we said before, dope guests in the house. Can we get a studio audience applause for
yeah.
What's up, man? The most ridiculous album is out right now. Go get that.
You heard him.
Yeah,
and
literally.
I want to say real quick off the jump, we've had you on before at a different station, and we were on DJ Cliff's show on this same station.
Uncle Cliffy.
And he asked us both to name some of our favorite interviews, and we both named your interview from when we had you before. It really was both one of our favorite interviews.
Why
to
was
do.
That, if you don't mind me asking?
We just felt like you really, like, we didn't even, like, push you to go there, but you really got, like, deep and truthful about your life, like, in a way that was compelling to the listeners. We had a lot of people comment on it and stuff, and so, and, like, it was just, like, your whole story and everything. So,
man, I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody who chimed in. I appreciate y'all just listening to me, and that's why I had to come back, man. I think, you know, this album is a big moment in the city that a lot of people are going to remember as special. And y'all talked to me when I was still trying to craft where I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that I'm here with y'all now. So give for yourself sure. some claps, man.
Man real, we appreciate for it.
Thank you. Seriously. I'm glad we had to do that interview remote. So I'm glad we got to, like, actually do you live in the station, do the interview, you know. So
yeah, in the real atmosphere.
You invited us over to your house, and that was cool and stuff. But I always feel like better yeah. when we can really give an artist a real, like, interview like this. So,
I don't know, man. He ain't give us no treats or nothing when we came over.
I didn't, bro. I was in the pandemic, bro. You know how that is. I thought it was about to be like, you know what I'm saying? What's that Will Smith movie where everybody dies?
I Am Legend?
Yeah. So I ain't know. I'm going to do the interview. And then I'm going to keep my own food because if I can't go outside, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate, yeah, y'all really did come in the living room. I just pine saw the floor. They came. They was listening. My kid was running around. So I appreciate it, man. But let's talk now. We here.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, let's go.
So we got a dope new album out. He's brought the physical copy of the CD.
Yes.
And if
I
you've
love
seen
it.
His Instagram stories and posts, he's been hiding these... magazines.
Yeah.
Everywhere, and he's got a copy of those, and it's really dope. It's well put together, professional. It's cool. It's got like a Q&A in there.
Dope man, pictures, I really wanted to make something for people could, you know, physically feel the feelings of being delusional and actually like believing in yourself and having homies who will just allow you to create. I think we're in the greatest time for making creations, and the fact that I can leave like a magazine, like a comic book, mm-hmm. or a physical copy of a CD to, you know, we was just talking offline how, you know, it felt to get a CD at the store or to see a favorite rapper do an interview or stuff like that. It made me feel special. So these products and things that I'm making, mm-hmm. they really are meant to be found even years later from now. So I sign everyone that I can, and I let people actually really feel that it means a lot to me. So I appreciate y'all even bringing it up.
No, you're welcome.
No doubt. We appreciate you for bringing it by. And
serious. That part right there. I know for a lot of people, tangible things it's a huge thing. Especially, I don't know if you remember how they used to, sometimes you had the album cover and you open it and they had the lyrics to each one of their songs.
Yeah.
That just made you feel like a whole part of the journey and stuff like that. So I feel like that's a lost art. It's like missing.
That's why with this magazine, I wanted to go a step further, and I did, you know, think about putting lyrics in it and mm-hmm. having my lyrics in it, but I thought more importantly, instead of my lyrics, is just to give you my diary, to like actually give you like real thoughts I have, or, you know, doubts that I have, things right. that sometimes are too honest to speak out loud, that it's better to convey in text. Mm-hmm. And I so, like, you know, lyrics is easy. Sometimes you need a little more context. So I think if you're a collector out there, or you're people who just love physical things, it's like, make sure you look at this ridiculous rollout. Everything we did from, you know, premiering the artwork and story in the newspaper, to, you know, the magazine, to the hard copies, we got the shirts. Some of my homies, they came in the shirts. Know it all means something, and we really care a lot. No matter how many views we get, no matter what happens, we still go hard. We still want to be like the ghetto tech. We want to be like Black Apple. You know, that's what BUK is.
I love it. Now, what was the seed that birthed this whole idea that just...
That's funny you say that. I mean, honestly, we like right now, that's why we brought the champagne, even though mm-hmm. we're not going to drink it. But you know what I'm saying? It's because it's been a year since we you know, we locked in and we just started making music. And then I would just say that, like, you know, shout out to, you know, my CD, my boy Javier, man. We just was listening to sounds, trying to find sonics and try to find something interesting, not just do the same thing, you know? And, like, you know, they support me to keep exploring. So, I don't know. I went in the studio, and then I made Wake 'Em Up, and I just, like, went out of body, and it was just, like, ridiculous, ridiculous. And then it was just, like, it was the embodiment of all of these passions that I felt for so long mm-hmm. that I was maybe just trying to hold down. Like, I was trying to keep it purist. I was trying to be, like, make sure that people understand I can rap very well. You know what I'm saying? But then I like, discarded that idea and went to, like, well, let me see how I can make people feel.
Right.
And that's why it's, like, when you read it and you see what they said in the paper, it's, like, this really is, like, an Adult Swim cartoon. Like, this is, like, Boondocks meets high fashion meets, you know what I'm saying, just a young kid who grew up delusional from the 90s. And, I think when people hear it and they feel it and they can see that, that was the seed of, like, no, make it actually ridiculous. Like, none of it needs to make sense. Like, why are you making a magazine when people don't use CDs? People don't care about the newspaper. It's like, all of it doesn't really make sense. But it's like, if you know, you know. And if you care, you always going to care.
Right. See that exactly. part right there. It's part of the wake-up call right there.
Wake them up!
Seriously. I see it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they ain't catching on, man.
And I let that go, though. I've recently let go of, like, caring if they catch on. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, that's doing me a disservice. There's people who are eventually going to catch on. It's like vintage Levi's. Like, people who really love jeans and Levi's, it doesn't matter when they discover the Levi's. They're still looking for Levi's from 1954. It's like, I'm always looking for new music. I'm always looking for new samples. So it's like, every single day, people who love music, they're looking for a new artist. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a new artist who care and a new artist who's going to, like, actually keep going. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I think that they found somebody in me. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Appreciate that.
Go ahead, Ocean. You had a question?
I was going to say, should we get to playing one of the songs now?
Man, please play the album. I want you to start with Talk. I would love to do it just like they used to do back in the day. Man, this is Dior Worthy. I got the BUK with me. We up here, man, at X-Ray FM. You know, they gave us a show. You know what's going on.
Okay.
And I want him to go ahead and get ready to play it. I want y'all to feel it. If we could drop a flex bomb, we probably would. The most ridiculous album. It's about a year in the making, on tour, going crazy. All the kids who support me, I see you. And I hope when you hear this album and I see you tomorrow, you ready to go ahead and rage with me. You feel me? Ridiculous.
That was a good introduction right there.
Man, I was made for this. Telling you.
You don't want me to use this one?
Yeah, oh, that works perfectly. Oh,
okay.
That extension, yeah.
You know, and which one did you say you want?
I want the first one. I want them to start off right at the beginning. You can't play this
album. Oh, Talk?
You can't play this album and skip songs. You got to play this from front to back. All right? I don't want you to be playing this while you like about to put your baby to sleep. I don't. You know what I'm saying? You play this, your dog going to start doing push-ups. I'm telling you.
I love it.
I'm telling you.
My dog needs to do some push-ups. So I hope he does. All right, we ready?
All right, yeah, I'm jacked in.
All right, they gave us a show. We're kicking off with what are we doing? You're Bobby. I love you, Bobby. Hey, oh my God. Hey, swear my God. Wait, oh my God. Hey, oh my God. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I'm talking on the phone. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I just walked in the zone. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I could take a little bitch home. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I'm talking on the phone. Ay, all this camo on, shit, I'm aiming at your dome. Ay, all this camo on, ho, I'm aiming at your home. Hey, little bitch. Hey, little bitch. I'm talking in the zone. Hey, little bitch. Hey, little bitch. I'm really throwing bows. Hey, little bitch. I'm the go and I done said that. Hey, little bitch. You can sit your ass right back. Like, ay, shit, they talking about a list. Man, I dead that. Like, shit, they talking about a list. I'm a dead that. Like me when I talk like this. Hoes really like me when I pipe the wrist. Hoes really like me. They get an ice a kiss. Hoes really like me. They wanna make a wish. Yeah, I wake them up. In a different zone. Niggas wearing chrome. Shit, I left the chrome alone. I'm a different chromosome. Shit, I'm really throwing balls. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I'm talking on the phone. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I just walked in the zone. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I could take a little bitch home. Hey, little bitch. Hey, I'm talking on the phone. Hey, all this camo on, shit, I'm aiming at your dome. All this camo on, ho, I'm aiming at your home. Hey, little bitch. Hey, little bitch. I'm talking in the zone. Hey, little bitch. I'm really throwing bows. Hey, little bitch. I'm the go and I done said that. Hey, little bitch, you can sit your ass right back. Like, shit, they talking about a list, man, I dead that. Like, shit, they talking about a list, I'm a dead that. Like,
I got something for the fellas this time around. Ladies.
Used to have a piece of face. Now she got a diamond face. That whole swag in our section. Turned you up to hoes think I'm buying bowling. Then they saw my neck and I knew I wasn't falling. I'm this fucking slain and I should get her. Ayy, I'm this fucking slain and I should get her. Ayy.
Ghost is messing with the station computer.
Wait, but who messing with the station computer?
I don't know.
Y'all boys trying to hack, huh? Y'all think it's the Matrix.
Oh, like, it could be Chase, man.
Yeah.
Could be
like,
Chase.
Shut it down.
He only one that got access like that.
Shut it down. Shut the show down.
It's Skynet.
Man. Hey, we're back. So what name the songs we heard.
Oh, my goodness, man. Well, Talk was the first one.
Yeah, y'all heard Talk, man. And that's just for everybody who been who want to run their mouth and just not understand that, like, we really do this for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't play.
We don't play, and it's time for all of that hush and all that rah-rah. It's like, y'all gotta put me in that position and know that I go hard for the city, and I got love for the city. And whenever I drop a project, whenever I drop some merch, whenever we do anything, we're going to talk at that level. And then the next joint you heard, South Beach Niche, man, that's just that was straight off tour. We came into the studio, energy crazy, out of body, out of mind. All spirit and just, you know, delivered what I think is one of the best songs definitely that I've heard this year, humbly. And after that, man, you heard Road Game. Yep. Come on, man, Road Game. I think that's going to do well. I want to see some of y'all kids in high school, y'all college football players. Man, I got some homies in the NFL, too. Y'all could play that Road Game right before you go out.
I can see that.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's on hype.
Somebody win a Heisman Trophy off that song, I'm telling you, I'm out of here. And y'all going to remember. I'm going to come back. I'm going to bless y'all some Christian.
Now, who produced these tracks?
Man, I got, you know, some collaborators I always work with. Shout out to my brother Gage Brown. He did a few songs on there. Shout out to my boy Kyan Ritter. He actually from Russia, bro. And then who else, man? I produced a joint on there.
Wow.
It's my first time really making something, but it wasn't even, you know, I wrote it, came up with the concept, really put that on there. That's the outro. Let me know what y'all think. It's featuring Ghost Cam, best new artist to be UK. Y'all gonna be hearing about them real soon.
Okay.
And, man, I gotta give it to my boy Dubu. If you listening, bro, I'm so proud of you. I told the story outside, man. He really came in like Mark McGuire on this. Him and Javier made a connection. We found some beats. But really, though, I don't know how he found me, bro. But I was on tour the first time in an airport. I don't know. I think I was in L.A. or something. And I just checked my email, and it was a couple beats. I was like, in the first couple seconds, I was already rapping in my head. So I was like, these is hard. I came back. I told him, like, yo, come through the studio. I think he was in the studio when I did talk. So he know how I, like, walked in out of body, no pen and pad, just straight to the lyrics. And he was there, and he saw how it went. And ever since then, bro, I'm talking about consistent beats every day. Him and Gage, they both really give me beats all the time. And I'm really thankful for them, man. So thank y'all for giving me that heat. Thank y'all for giving me a sound that is still trap but experimental. And we created something new called Ghetto Grunge, baby.
Ghetto Grunge.
I love it.
Always elevating.
Come on.
All right, Ocean.
So when a producer, like you mentioned, some of the producers you had on the album, when they send you tracks, do you usually get like a bundle and kind of know right away the song you want, or do you kind of got to listen to all of them a little bit to get an idea whether you're going to mess with it or whatever?
So really my process with the production is always like, yeah, I do receive a lot of beats and batches. For the most part, I listen really quickly. Not like in a disrespectful way, but just to see if there's any like natural feelings to like hop on a beat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's how you know when a good beat is. It's like the songs write themselves. You don't even need to think about it. But I have started the process in the past year working with my boy Javier Sway, where it's just like we'll both get the same bundle, and then he will start going through doing all of that nitty gritty. It's at the 1 minute and 45 minute mark, and we be having Hellstar and songs like that. We be sitting in the car, and then we just be playing them, and like, man, we gotta go. All right, that's the one. You know, there's songs I ain't even want to do, and he'd be like, man, come on, man, just do the song. Come on, man, just do the song. But you know what I'm saying? And then by the time it gets to my day one Marcus, it's like he here, he like, man, it's a go. Or he like, it could be better, you know what I'm saying? But I think now that when I get the beats, it's just a natural feeling. Since I had the ridiculous sound and I knew what I was looking for, I'd be open to other sounds, but this is the first time in my career really where I say I didn't have like a mixing bowl or anything.
Right.
Like normally, like if this was like Dior a couple years ago, I would have an Afrobeat song on this album. I have an alternative song on this album. I have an R&B song. I do got an R&B song. I snuck it in at the end. But it's gospel. But it's like, I wouldn't be as focused. So I think once we made the ridiculous sound and the ghetto grunge where it's at right now, it was able to execute it better. So if a beat didn't fit that, we just cut it.
I dig it.
That's what's up.
Now, what's the next one you want us to get into?
Man, I think the next song you need to get into is Out My Mind, man. This is for those people who feel like I do. Like, y'all know, I battle with a lot of stuff in my life. I battle with depression. I battle with all of that. But I still got supreme confidence, and I sometimes feel like I should be in a room with padded walls. But padded walls is Celine, feel me? So this is that kind of song, man. This is when you feel crazy, but you feel crazy in a good way. You feel like Scarface. You know what I'm saying? You feel like Scarface. You feel like you should maybe get a Mike Tyson tattoo, but you don't do that. So you just make songs that sound like that.
Oh, like Scarface before or after?
Nah. This is when Scarface was still cocky. You know
okay. Gotcha. You got to ask.
Yeah, but y'all gonna hear it, man. Out of My Mind. This is Dior Worthy. For every kid out there who feel like nobody listening to you, feel like you don't got a voice, please believe I'm going to always be your voice, because I've been there, and when I didn't have one, I had to talk to myself. This is Out My Mind, out the most ridiculous album of the year, D. Worthy.
Let's go.
Dior, Bobby. I love you, Bobby.
What? Okay.
they gave us a show.
They gave us a show.
What did we hear?
Yes.
They just heard Locked In.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes. You heard him, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Like that cover, I was like, all right, let's go. Let's go.
Man, I told you this music is like energy music. Like I said,
it is.
It's karate. It's not for sitting still. That's why I had to put that message out. It's not for sitting still. It's not no playlist music. It's not for you to just, you know what I'm saying? You like your feng shui got to be a little off when you listen to this. You got to be able to feel a little ridiculous. You got to feel a little free. And if you got a little thing, like you got a little shorty with you, she got to be able to have her hair out the whip. You know what I'm saying? Hands out the whip. This is an A24 film in music form.
Oh.
So you got to do this right. You got to do this right. You got to treat it right. And, I feel good. I'm locked in. I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, no,
that's
seriously.
How you should feel.
100%. Yeah, I love that energy. Right
I
out
love the
gate.
The descriptions you're giving to kind of give the vibe for each song.
I'm yeah, seriously.
Because it's important. It's important. It's important to feel it and to know what it is. And that's why I said, if you or someone you know has not listened to Ridiculous and they haven't been affected by this, please let us know so we can get them help. Okay, we can get you some help. We can let you feel what 2026, 2025 music actually feels like. Yes. This is ghetto grunge.
I love that. We need to set up like a hotline for that or whatever and get him some help.
Man, shout out my boy Cash Out, man. I know you out there listening, baby. I appreciate you. We held it down. Shout out RG. Shout out the team. Shout out Javi. Shout out Sway. Shout out Akon. Man, shout out all the OGBUK. Y'all know what it is, man. I can't wait to see my fans tomorrow. And I want to let people know that you know what? You in a great casino. The odds are really nice. Keep betting on me. I'm going to keep betting on you.
I feel it.
So let's talk about that, real quick, if we can. You got the premiere show coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so we got the release party tomorrow, man. You know, it's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to be drinking the strawberry matcha. You know, from the release party, we're going to go over. We're going to slide over to the Roseland. Okay. If you don't know about the Roseland, please look up the capacity. I've been there a few times now. The first time was with Tiger. The next time was opening up for Young Thug. And you know what I'm saying? And now we about to be opening up for Chris Travis. But he coming to our city, baby. It's going to be a hometown show. I'm going to have my people there. And like I said, it's the Roseland. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was only right to drop the album right before the Roseland. We're going to celebrate tomorrow. Y'all going to be able to get the magazine. Y'all going to be able to watch the conversation I had with Lewis from Scumbag. And y'all going to be able to see all the new content, the new stories, get to talk to me, feel the vibe, and also feel the vibe of me and my people because it's a win for us. It's been a long year. And it's done, man. It's done. I feel so good.
You should, man. You put in the work. I mean, we looking at the evidence of it.
Man,
I
appreciate
it. Let alone
yeah,
hearing
let me get
it in
some
your
claps,
voice.
Man, please hit the claps.
Yeah,
man.
Live studio audience, where you at?
Studio audience, come on.
I'm glad you can hear it in my voice because that's the thing. It's like, you know what I'm saying? For artists, it's like it's never always perfect. That's the best way we can make art. Like when you look at the cover and you look at what it actually is and what it actually means, it's kind of haunting. It's kind of scary. And it makes you really think about what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And I'm expressing to you where I've been at. And this is a step for me to be able to rehab and get better and feel better about things. So just getting this out, man, releasing this creative energy is such a blessing.
Yeah. And to go along somewhere with, I guess, somewhat like that, because going back from when we first interviewed you and you had, like, the pain is temporary and hearing how you poured everything into that, and then fast forward to this feels more like a celebration.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that fair to say?
Definitely. It's definitely like a celebration. It's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm really on my I'm really like Mike Tyson with the face tat, you know. I felt like an old boxer, like I've been battling my demons and fighting them, and I found joy in making things that I think are interesting. I feel like for a long time as I kept getting older, I was plagued by thinking that I was gonna make it to a certain status or level for so many years that I was like kind of playing it safe, but saying I'm risking it all because I want to make things that people like. And now I've grown into a space where it's like, I know that I'm a true artist. I know I'm a, like, you know what I'm saying? I experiment. I like to make new things. I like to see new things. And I like to use the tools that are available to give you the highest taste level with a DIY perspective. So it's like now I'm getting to the masterclass level of believing in myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it's a celebration for that because it's like all of these great ideas, the magazine, the CD, the newspaper, you know what I'm saying, the color pink, the yellow, it all means so much to me, but it's like, now it's gone, I can get like some super fresh ideas that are like, ah, yeah, now, just you know right what I'm saying? There. I've been wearing camo on stage for a year, bro. You know how ready I am to take this camo off, bro? Like, I'm ready to do something different, bro. That's committed, though. Me and the homies been wearing camo for a year. To the point they like, man, we gotta wear camo again. All right, man. But now I don't know what I'm gonna be on. I don't know if it's gonna be black or plaid or whatever it is, but I'm really hyped for that.
Right on.
Yeah.
Next chapter.
Cheers, man. Cheers to anybody out there who's doing something they love to do. And you got your best friends with you, man.
This I love.
Ridiculous.
I like how you say it. For sure. All right, so what's the next one you want us to go ahead and get into?
Man, where we at in the station time? I know it's getting
14 minutes.
Yeah, we got 14 minutes. Yeah, 14 minutes.
Yeah, let me give you a couple. Which I think after that, man, what y'all, BUK, what y'all think? Let's play where it all started, man. Play Wake 'Em Up, man. If you don't know about this song, okay. This is where everything started, man. Once I made this song, I played this song for the homies. They said it was special. Then I went over to a lollipop shop. I played a show, and I performed it, and everybody was rocking with it. But McConan came up to me. He's like, bro, I don't know whatever else you was on, but that Wake 'Em Up, that's crazy.
All right, so wake him up.
Hold on. And then after that, I'm telling you, everybody started rocking with me, told me to start doing it. We did it. Next thing you know, opened up for Mike Sherm. Next thing you know, we was on tour.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So boom. This is the one that started it all. This is the first song I ever said the Ridiculous ad-lib. This is the first song for all of the new style, all of the new swag. This is the first song. Okay. So, and none of this was like practice. None of this was intentional. This was just straight spirit, straight ghetto grunge. Wake 'em up, man.
You heard him. Wake 'em up. Let's go.
Get into it.
Oh, where's your motherfucking thing, dog. And oh yeah, if you're looking for me, you might as well take an Ambien, cause we gonna be up all night long.
Dun, 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 dun.
What do we hear right there?
Dun, 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 dun. That was the Hell Star.
I like that.
That song. That one was Lord. Bro ain't playing.
Man, tell him who you
like, who made you mad, man? First of all.
Man, I'm telling you everything. Made you mad, bro. I'm telling you everything made me mad. Everything made me angry.
I love this.
But really just not being where I want to be and not being ranked where I should be ranked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think that I know that. What I'm doing is one-on-one.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm mad at the fact that people are in this city and not seeing what I'm doing because I'm doing it to put on all of us.
Yeah.
I'm doing it to raise the taste level of all of us. Like, I realize how special this city is. I realize how dope it is to be able to go and do what I want to do and be with my friends, be with my family, and I'm not pressed to be in L.A. or New York or nothing like that.
Mm.
I'm just where I'm at, and I'm doing what I'm doing, and I come to terms with it, and it's like, that's why I'm angry is that people don't understand, and it's like, oh, this is actually real. I'm tapped into this person who believes and thinks like this, and I should rock with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We ain't pushing no negative. We ain't pushing nothing gang. We ain't trying to run it. We just giving you energy for the people. Yeah, if you need to go do what you need to do, you got a soundtrack to it. If you just a kid at home and you playing Xbox and you wired all day, drinking Mountain Dew with your homeboys and you need something to listen to, you gonna put that Dior on. You know what I'm saying? You a young lady, you about to go out to the club, you want to shake something, you got some Dior to listen to. I got a million songs to give you motivation and inspiration. This song right here, though, this album right here, is meant for you to work out to, for you to live your life to, for you to get on the boat and jump off the boat. You know what I'm saying? And shout out Marcus, man. What you want to say, man? Get these people shout out.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's good, man? This
shout out.
Jacobs. You guys probably know who I am. I'm the livest hype man in the game.
There you go.
I'm the background. I'm the second half of all this blow up kids. And I believe in this. I believe in this from day one. I met D in college, and we're all the way here.
Right on.
Facts. And I just got to say, the kids who come in tomorrow, we're at the. I need that going crazy. I need all the energy. You know how I get down. I need y'all to know words by tomorrow.
It's I love
ridiculous.
It.
Ridiculous. Shout out.
I need y'all to know the words by tomorrow.
All the love y'all shown us over the years. You know how I go. You know how we feel about you. And keep going that way about us.
Yeah.
Memorize the words you heard.
Mark Jacobs, I'm out.
Man, yeah. Shout out to all the BUK, man. Like I said, we so thankful. We appreciate y'all, first and foremost, for even having me come up here. A lot of people, man, my schedule's too busy. I can't link. But y'all see the value, and y'all made sure it lined up perfectly. This is like the end of this rollout was coming to talk to y'all. So
right on.
I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful. Everything came out. UPS showed up on time. Everybody doing right. I got off. You know what I'm saying? It's good, bro. Life is good, man. It couldn't be no more.
That's what I like hearing.
Couldn't be no better, man. Life Buck is the world. Good. I'm so thankful. Ridiculous is out now. And just please, please keep supporting us. And even if you don't support us, you're going to have your best friend support us, and then you're going to support us. So
there you go.
All right. And I guess we got to leave enough time to play the outro here.
Man, this is like exactly what the movie feels like. This is like when the hood football college player escapes gangs and doesn't get shot, and he graduates, and they play this at the end. This is like the Boys to Men of 2026.
Nice.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Touching. I created this concept. And shout out to Ghost Cam. Shout out to everybody who rock with me. You know what it is, man. They gave us a show. I appreciate y'all. X-Ray FM is Dior, D Worthy, Mr. Ridiculous. I got the BUK with me, Javier Suede, Mark Jacobs. Shout out to all the BUK at the crib. We going to play this. I love you, Nevaeh. You know what it is. Most ridiculous album in the world is out right now. Mr. Ridiculous. Yeah. And this is the outro.
Yeah. And you can... And where can they find you?
Man, you can find me anywhere. You type in Dior Worthy on your ChatGPT. You can type me in on Google. You can type me in on any app you got, and you're going to find out something about me. But if you really want to know the truth, you can DM me.
There you go. Ridiculous.
Let's go.
From what hope was missing, where you laughed through pain and dream and fiction. Told him chill, that ain't realistic. Now he trending on their wish list. Broken home, foster kid, wrong name. Still roll gold in a hall of pain. Couldn't clone it, couldn't box it in. Now they all saying he was born to win. Somebody turn nothing into legend. Ever see a black boy break every sentence? He ain't get no blueprint, just made a way. That's why you feel something when you hear his name. He's a